John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Even if a car hadn't lost control, there are hundreds and hundreds of kids that are just up and down the road. They could have just stepped out at any time, you know. So it's not, I mean, it never should have happened.
That's not funny. That was someone watching that dragster thing.
No good.
Hold on a second. Where's that guy I like so bad?
Here I am.
No, not you.
Oh, another guy?
The other guy. Oh, there he is. Right, the guy that's Evan Almighty.
There's a scene in which the baboon comes and brings me a cup of lemonade.
Steve Carell.
And one take, the baboon spilled the lemonade. I said, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" And the baboon kind of went and took this very aggressive stance with me. And after the take, the trainer came over and said, "You know, don't do that. Don't talk to the baboons. As a matter of fact, don't look the baboon in the eye."
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
That Evan Almighty. You know, at first I said no.
Right.
Then I said maybe.
Right.
And I think what's going to win me over to see it, like every other schmuck, is the fact that I like Steve Carell. I think he's funny as hell. He's Jim Carrey without all of the baggage that comes with Jim Carrey.
I think it'll be a better movie. And it's got fine wine in it.
Sure does.
They brought me back.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about that, Don.
I know that.
I can work with Carrey. I can work with Carell. It doesn't matter to me. I will be the Lord. The Lord God on high.
You know what?
Yes.
Buzz don't believe in you.
Oh, I believe in Morgan Freeman.
You don't believe in God?
I believe in Morgan Freeman.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
I should come over there and slap you.
Perhaps you should. I respect you, Morgan.
I really do. I'm totally offended and totally embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to
happen. I don't understand.
Would you like some wine?
I'd like some wine, and I'd like to throw your newsman into a big bowl of brine.
Uh-huh.
And pickle him.
Hey, here's a game.
Wow.
As we do the show now live, East Coast, it's 4:05, 1:05 on the West Coast.
4:05 here.
Here's the game.
1:05 on the West Coast.
Is my son awake?
Ah.
I'll say yes.
I would think so.
Now, I will give him
I'm just playing the percentages.
I'll give him extenuating circumstances.
Uh-huh.
He pulled an all-nighter last night with his girlfriend. They drove from...
Hey. That's right, buddy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Your son.
They drove all night from down south.
Uh-huh.
They had planned on getting here at about 7 this morning. They ran into rush hour traffic.
Right.
And they didn't arrive until about 9 a.m.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to say no.
No.
I'm going to say yes. But then again, I'm a wild optimist.
Well, she might be up.
Either way. I'm going to say he's up.
Because that's now been... 7 hours.
You calling your home number?
Yeah.
So it would require him to rise.
Phone's right by the bed.
Find the phone and talk to his daddy.
Nope, one more. We're going to get the beep beep thing.
Maybe no longer in bed.
No. I guarantee he's still sacked out.
It's sleeping time.
Oh, dear. All right, well.
Sleeping time.
Perhaps he ate all the food and he's out foraging for more. Did he arrive hungry?
Maybe so. Yes. But he ate before. He's like anybody. He ate before he went downstairs and went to bed.
Right. It's usually a good time to travel, though. I mean, in the middle of the night now with what we have in, you know, on the East Coast here. I mean,
that's why he and his girlfriend did that, because one could drive, one could sleep, one could drive, one could sleep. And when he was at a comic book convention over the weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, he purchased a DVD that we'll be playing some of on the air tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The most, what is it, Rob? It's
Banned Racial Cartoons.
Banned racial cartoons. Now, you know how we've got like that Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips thing?
Right, yes.
Right. It's got 4 or 5 more racial Bugs Bunny Daffy Duck commercials.
Kind of a look back.
Cartoons.
Kind of a look back to the inappropriate.
Different time.
What is inappropriate now, not inappropriate back then. It was a different time.
Exactly.
A much different time. And I'm so sad, Mr. Buzz.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Don't understand why you don't believe in me.
Hey, where's that request that Morgan Freeman wanted by the Monkees? I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. And I hope you are, because I can come into the back of your car at any time. Look in your rearview mirror, and I can smite you down.
Well, I look forward to that.
Never know.
I enjoy all your appearances.
I might slip into that Japanese import of yours and put a lightning bolt right into your coccyx.
I look forward to
that.
How
would you like that, funny man?
I think I might like that.
Yes,
hey, don't stop believing.
Don't stop believing. Journey. Steve Perry. Ross Valerie.
Have you seen the thing on Hillary's site?
Oh, my God. It's hysterical.
It's really visual. We should play it, though. If you go to Hillary.com, it's very well done. It's the final scene of The Sopranos with Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and they are waiting for Chelsea to show up.
Oh, wow. Really, really funny. And it features Johnny Sack in it, too.
Yeah, it's more audio, more video rather than
definitely
audio.
More video, but you might get a feel for it.
But let's see how it plays out.
All right.
From her website.
She's in the diner right now, sitting there in the booth.
In the exact same diner as Tony Soprano and his family were in. And the same song's playing on the jukebox, Don't Stop Believing.
It's just funny. It just looked because...
She's all by herself.
Just like Tony was.
Right.
Waiting for the rest to show up.
Like Bill's coming into the restaurant now.
And this is when I watched it.
Yeah.
This is when my jaw unhinged because
yeah.
I thought,
great moment.
Wow, they got Bubba to do it and go all the way with it.
Yeah, they got a good sense of humor. This is funny. If I'm in a lonely
world, anything look good?
We have some great choices. I ordered for the table.
They put down carrot sticks.
No onion rings.
I'm looking out for you.
They give him carrot sticks.
And he says, no onion rings?
No onion rings. I ordered for the table. And that's exactly the title.
I ordered for the table.
Where's Chelsea?
And they showed the car not. They don't show Chelsea. They just saw a car not being able to park.
A car trying to parallel park.
How's the campaign going?
You know, like you always say, focus on the good times.
That's when Johnny Sack comes walking by, give him the evil eye.
Yeah, just like on The Sopranos. Right. No line or anything. It's just he walks by, looks right into the camera.
Gives her the most filthy look, like I'm gonna kill you look. No dialogue.
So what's the winning song?
You'll see.
My money's on Smash Mouth. Everybody in America wants to know how it's going to end.
Ready?
And that's it. And I guess it's a competition for her campaign song.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing this whole thing, and it's on her website.
Pretty good.
But the Johnny Sack part's my favorite, because you don't know he's there, and then you see him, and he's just staring at them, gets up to go to the bathroom, and stares at her.
Exactly. I'm sure we'll have a link to that at donandmikewebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Don and Mike, I'm sending you a shout-out all the way from Stockton, the armpit of California. You guys have a good day.
Sir, I'm sorry. No, that is...
Listen.
How's the campaign going?
Now, here's his proudest moment as he goes to listen to himself on the radio.
Man, oh, man.
He's famous now.
Stockton.
I'm sorry, and it's not that. It's a gonad. It's part of a gonad. Actually, it's not the rectum. It's part of the gonad. Stockton is.
Stockton, yeah.
If Sacramento,
the bad part.
Sacramento is the rectum of California.
Mm-hmm.
Stockton is close by. So Stockton is part of the nad.
Chico's the taint.
The next time someone calls in and purposely does a bad call and then turns it up to hear themselves, do let's dump it. Just to get them. That way they can't even hear themselves.
Modesto's the scrote.
You don't need to whisper that. You need to yell that.
Modesto's the scrote!
I think Modesto's the left ball.
Mm-hmm.
Stockton is the right ball.
Okay.
And I do believe...
Chico, you'll maintain that Chico's
the
taint.
Chico's the taint. Sacramento itself is the rectum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how about this? San Francisco is the penis.
And that's the way we play the Northern California dance.
And hello to Mark F. Allen.
Thank you. And you know what? Napa Valley's a cute little mole right above everything.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if the Redskins actually won the Super Bowl, would they have to say, I'm going to Six Flags or Disney World?
That's interesting.
Amen, my friend.
I'm going to Six Flags.
You know, and that's fantasy because, first of all, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
You don't think they look really good coming into this next season?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What did you lie? It's your old doodad daddy calling. I heard you talking to Captain 20 while I was doing a little basal bombing.
Bye, Douglas.
A little what bombing? What did he say?
Facial bombing.
Facial bombing.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Yes, hey, guys, I just wanted to call. I'm calling from Sonoma, California, and just wanted to share.
Earwax. The earwax of Northern California, Sonoma.
So you're going to go now all the way up to the head.
Jump to the
head. California being ahead. It's the earwax.
Right. Okay, so I just wanted to tell Don that I saw that Lisa Joyner got married yesterday.
Oh, God. You know what? I almost called you when I saw that.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
I saw it yesterday morning, and I really would have felt gay if I called you and told you that.
And now you know what she
is? It's like, hey, Lisa Joyner got married.
She married John Cryer.
Right. In Hawaii, right?
Yes, you know what she is, Mike? She is a beard.
Is it Hawaii or Mexico did they get married?
Stockton.
Of course. You think John Cryer has never really tapped that?
Oh, absolutely.
Lisa, this is going to be a marriage made in heaven.
She was a weather girl on Channel 2 in Los Angeles that I really had boner city for a while. And I really thought she had the potential to be the next great thing.
Right.
But as it turns out, the only...
He snatched her.
The only great thing that she had going for was the chance to get John Cryer off the market. And as you know, ladies, that has been a task and a half.
They are so in love. This was a wonderfully swift courtship. I mean, they got married very quickly after they started dating. It can't be much more than a year.
The first woman he's ever seen naked.
Mm-hmm.
When he saw her getting out of the shower. Oh, stop it!
Did they have a big family wedding? Did she invite her brother?
Who's
Tom?
Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Don't we have to worry about the Redskins?
And as a matter of fact, his brother. Uh-huh. Town.
And the guy with that ye olde revolutionary outfit.
That's right, like the Ben Franklin suit. Hear ye, hear ye.
Hi, this is my brother, the town crier.
Hear ye, John Cryer's not a pole smoker. Hello, what's up, Don and Mike?
The real question is, if the Redskins did win the Super Bowl and Danny tried to make them go to Six Flags, where would the white guy go?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Chico the Taint. Isn't that one of the names of those PG County gangsters? The gay gangsters? Chico the Taint? Anyone? Bueller? No?
No.
That was funny than the joke.
Hey, what's the word of the day, Don and Mike? Lymphoma!
Oh, man.
Bye!
Have fun up in Slutsylvania.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
In Assblaster County.
Hello there.
Hey, you guys had mentioned that Hillary audio.
Yes.
What's the website again? Because I couldn't find it.
It's scatlover.com.
Oh, very good.
Thank you, my friend.
You'll enjoy it.
That's the official Hillary for President site.
Yes, sir. Click on the Bubba link.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
This is Al calling from the left nut of California, Modesto. Yes.
Modesto!
Oh,
hey,
you know, hey.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Bye-bye. He's just a guy that calls all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he calls, they put something up on the screen.
That's a good one when you do the hey, which gets him to shut up, and then you can throw him off the building.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I just want to ask you a question. Have either of you been to Six Flags if Daniel Snyder bought it?
I have not.
I was there on, let me see, Easter weekend, Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Oh, that's right. You got your family fun pass.
My lifetime pass, Mike.
Oh, and Christmas,
Don. Don't you have a gold ticket?
I have the brown ticket.
The brown ticket.
Official brown ticket. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mike and I are there constantly.
Have you noticed that since he purchased it, the height requirements for the rides have been lowered?
I can go on them all myself now.
Come on, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike.
Come on.
Radio gods.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Don?
Yes?
Remember, like, when you were younger and you were on the radio and you, like, had sex with Pat Benatar? Remember that?
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
It's a tribute to Chris Farley.
I understand.
Kind of. Not a particularly entertaining tribute to Chris Farley, but a tribute no less.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
What's ironic about calling Chico the Taint?
What?
And is that, Mike, you might know this, it's the home of the Ernie Ball Guitar String Company.
B-A-L-L?
B-A-L-L, Ernie Ball.
I am so sorry I laughed at that. Ernie Ball.
Hello.
Ernie's Ball.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to another edition of Grasping the Delay.
Welcome to Retard Sanctuary. Let's
Boy.
Just wait.
Just become aware of how long that delay really is.
Well, he sure has. He's got it cranked up, though, doesn't he?
He's enjoying the show.
Oh, blast. And I guarantee he's going to say just the stupidest thing in the world.
Oh, it's a lock.
Remember that?
Right now, he's enjoying that last call as much as we did.
I understand. Yeah.
He's
not a particularly entertaining tribute to Chris Farley.
Yeah, that's him.
Hello there. It's Don and Mike Show. What's ironic about calling Chico the Taint?
Oh, I forgot there was another call before
in
him.
In between, that's how long.
It is a long call.
My God.
Our delay is from last Tuesday.
B-A-L-L.
Do you think he's going to acknowledge when we finally say to him a minute and a half ago, you're on the air?
If he's pure idiot, yes. If he's prankster, no.
Hello?
Hello?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. It's you, caller.
Try to catch
you with the radio up too loud. Turn your radio down.
This is not a case of someone having accidentally dialed and their cell phone is just going off. We're going to have to wait a whole minute to hear that now.
Yeah, no.
Give me some like dentist drill sound effects. Something that will just drive him nuts. Like it won't drive everybody else nuts.
Come on. Oh, did he hang up?
No, I just turned it down for a second. Give me another one.
No. Now we're going to vacuum out the saliva from your mouth.
Hello. Hello, the Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. It's a huge caller. You with the radio up too loud.
Now the sound effects will come through.
Just wait.
A lot of you wonder how every year good housekeeping gives us the prize for being the dumbest show in the world.
How is that?
We're gonna have to wait.
They're about to hear it.
Maybe some like Dennis Bill sound in the back.
We're not going to get anything from this dullard.
It's kind of a sociological study, though, isn't it?
It is.
The ass in America. You have 5 seconds to say anything. 4. 3, 2, 1.
Time for a call back. I wrote his number down.
Let's see what happens.
I expect a busy signal.
Do you have any parakeets?
Crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
Hey, you guys get that number? I got all the way up to, what do you think I wrote there?
Umlaut.
Wow.
I do that. I write
like
down
the
numbers.
For male in chemistry.
So we're guessing a little bit here?
Yeah, I think so.
Bucky Maggie Beachside.
Oh, wait. Try 08.
Is that on line 8?
Yeah, let me wait till it rings. There we go.
All right. And now Rob will speak to him first if we do get through, if this is indeed the right number.
Did you just call the Don and Mike program? All right. Thanks, honey. Bye, sweetie. She didn't.
She says no.
Well, it was a lady.
That had to be a guy. That had to be a dumb guy.
It's a lady. It's a lady.
All right. Do you think that's a six?
Let's try a six.
We're going to try the guy again.
It's a Q. You know what? As the numbers get smaller, the chances get bigger.
9-3. Rob, deal.
No.
The wireless customer you're calling is not available. Please try again later.
Boy, I'd sure message like to make one. Contact with this person.
Four.
Give me a second. A four?
Yeah.
It could be a four. You sure can't beat that missionary position.
What is his identity?
Identity.
1 in 100.
On the internet.
There All you right. go. All right, pick it up, Robbie.
Sounds encouraging.
There you go.
Hello, Linda.
What are we going to do if we get this guy?
We're going to praise him for being
right.
such a
you
fine competitor.
Don and Mike show? Oh, I think you did because I hear it really loud in the background.
It was a four that I wrote down.
It was an accident. You want to come on and say hi?
Please.
We'd sure love to have you. Okay, hang on to go live on
good.
The radio.
All right.
Good, good, good.
I want to hear the nature of this accident.
Yeah, you said an accident.
Which line, Robbie?
What does that mean?
Line five. Dumbass. Hey, what are you doing?
What, excuse me?
Hey, dumbass.
Dumbass? Yeah, I was a dumbass.
Yeah, now, did you do that as an accident, or did you do it on purpose?
No, I did it by accident, to tell you the truth, because I was listening to it, and my cell phone sitting in my cup holder.
Uh-huh. So you've called the show before?
Once before, a couple times before, yeah.
How did you happen to call the show today?
I was just, one of my friends were right above your number, and I was in traffic, and I hit the button, and I didn't realize it called you guys.
So you have us on speed dial?
In your phone book?
Yeah.
No, you got to take us out of speed dial right away.
Yeah, that's the penalty for today. Take us out of speed dial,
delete
please.
That.
Do you realize how long you were on the air with your phone just broadcasting the show?
Nothing.
Over and over again?
No, that wasn't my phone.
That was
yes,
you.
That was you.
Yeah, it was.
How do you think we called you back?
That's how we called
no,
you back.
No way.
Yes, way.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I honestly didn't mean to do that.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
But let's get a picture. What's your name and how old are you? First name.
I'm Paul, and I'm 33.
Okay. Paul. And what do you do for a living, Paulie?
I'm a software engineer.
Do you have big fingers?
Do I have what?
Do you have big fingers?
Yeah.
Are you well regarded?
I believe I am, yes.
Rob, what do you do? It's like you're digging for oil in a dry well. The guy apologized.
He apologized. Rob wants an extra pound of flesh.
I just want to know what makes
no,
him
he apologized. It was good, Rob. Yeah. He apologized.
I believe the guy, he hit the wrong button on his phone.
And now we know he's well regarded.
But, you know, also, while you're there, Mike, you have that impression you did. Oh, God. Can't even think of his name.
What?
Mike, that impression you did.
You can't even think of his name.
That was so good, Mike. He can't even think of the name, right.
Bro. Oh, you're talking about John Madden and also Charles Barkley.
No,
that's terrible.
The Morgan Freeman one. That was, that was
Morgan
one.
Freeman. Okay, yes. All right.
You are an awesome impression.
And you are out of time.
You're an awesome caller.
Thank you for the legitimate apology, though.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I do apologize. I didn't mean to bring your show to a halt.
Thank you. You did, but we accept your apology.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a legit compliment.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Delete that number.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Nobody should have this radio show on speed dial.
He's such a fan. He's got us on speed dial.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Radio Liberals.
Yes,
what
hi there.
You?
Hey, what's up?
What say you?
Hey, it's another guy with his radio up too loud, except this guy is calling us on purpose.
Turn your radio down.
Boo.
Why are you crying? I'm not going to say boo-hoo.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Why is your radio up so loud?
Hello? ¿Cómo está?
Now, what are you doing, pal? Seriously, what are you doing?
Love you long time.
All right, listen, here's your chance to seriously apologize. Otherwise, your name goes into the gay blade. Your phone number.
Oh, damn it.
Area code,
all right.
Area code 540-834. And what we do with guys like you, and And I'm through kidding that we don't do it anymore. We do it.
Oh.
We take out a blind box ad, and we write, I love oral 24 hours a day, giving and receiving.
All right. And then we, the whore. Jesus Christ.
And how about a real apology like that last caller?
Well, you know what? I'm not a real apology guy, but I said my mom's a double whore, and she took it up both sides when she was a whore, okay? In both holes.
Right? How about
that's pretty good.
How about just an I'm sorry, though, too?
Just so
we can have closure.
How about would you just say you're sorry you were ever born?
I'm sorry I was ever born
Thank
and my
you.
Mom ever had to not abort me.
I'll take that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Love you, bud.
And he did. That's the thing that really sucks.
It
he's
is.
Sincere. He's not. He listens.
He wasn't sincere until we had to hit him with the gay blade.
That's
stick.
Right. That's right. And really, it wasn't just the fact that he was... It was, you know, babbling that gibberish. It was the fact that there was something in the background that sounded like the radio being turned
Super
up too loud.
Loud.
It could have been Holston's Diner. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I love oral,
Mm-mm.
day or night. Call me. Here's my number.
That's right. Yes, they're wonderful calls you get that way.
Sure.
You want to talk about pride.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Yes.
Who is your favorite radio reporter?
Favorite radio reporter?
That's right.
Paul Harvey.
Okay, besides Paul Harvey.
Radio reporter.
A guy who reports on the events of the day.
Well, you mean a newspaper guy that writes about radio?
No. This man is strictly an audio journalist.
An audio journalist.
Your favorite, well, I'll leave, you can think about it during the break. Your favorite audio journalist when we come right back. What?
Milagro Sardine?
Rob.
God. What did you do? Did you take extra vitamins today? Did you? Milagro Sardine. Where did that come from? And I read it just because the name's funny.
Does she even work at WMAL anymore?
I don't think so.
Can I tell you something? I don't think it's funny. I think Milagro Sardine might be dead.
Oh, see? How do you feel now?
That's not funny.
How do you feel?
That's funny.
Is it Neil Augenstein?
He's alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. Sorry to hear about Milagro.
I don't know that. I don't know if that's a fact or not,
we
but I heard
know.
she might have passed. I mean, I'm not saying that as a joke.
Well, if it's happened, I'm terribly sorry. But I had no idea.
We all are.
If it happened.
Stop it. Jesus Christ.
So are we having some sort of radio reporter on?
Yes, and we come right back, Mike.
Look forward to it.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.